3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
All right, and it's time for another edition of Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. And joining me, of course, is Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney. Welcome back.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me again.
Of course.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend. Happy autumn. It finally feels like autumn.
Yep, and happy almost start of season 9 of Exfabula Story Slams.
Very exciting.
Merely days, hours away. We're starting out this year's season of Story Slams with a fantastic theme, which is what could go wrong, where everyone's best laid plans go potentially pear-shaped on them. We have our season 9 kickoff. It's going to be at the Hot Water Warehouse, which is a dear friend of ours for our Story Slams, and it's going to be on Tuesday, October 17th. The doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now. With that, we do have a special partnership going on right before the event. A fantastic organization, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation, is going to be hosting an on-the-table discussion, which is a discussion that's going to be serving a small group of people wrapped around a table, talking about civic conversations and how to foster new relationships and have progressive conversations about what can happen in this community of Milwaukee. So if you are interested in inspired action such as this, please pre-register for this particular event right before our Story Slam because space is limited. And I know you can go to the Greater Milwaukee Foundation site for all that information and then jump over to Exfabula and buy your tickets for the slam. I got your Tuesday covered, Milwaukee.
Sounds like it. Jeez, even including dinner. That sounds wonderful. So for today, we have along this theme, we have some stories about what could go wrong.
We certainly do. Let's start out today's show from Peter May, who originally told this story at our Who Knew Story Slam. So listen to Peter May's What Could Go Wrong story.
All right, this is a story about two things that I used to do. One of them was cliff diving. And it's not the kind that you see on Wide World of Sports, where they'd be in Mexico and the waves would come in, they'd dive, you know, 100 feet or something. It's more like, I think, like 65 feet is the most I ever dove. But we were in quarries and there were plenty of places to dive from. So we'd climb up there and dive. And it was really something for me because I used to have terrible, terrible eyesight. I've had eye surgery since then and things, but I used to have terrible eyesight. And so you never really knew when you were going to hit the water. So you're just, you know, you're diving and you're just waiting for that moment to take a deep breath and hit the water, you know. And so I never really thought of myself as a show-off, but there was this girl who was there that day, and I really wanted to do a great dive. So I went up there and I got myself, you know, in a swan dive. So my mind wasn't where it should have been. I dove off the cliff, hit the water wrong, and took my shoulder out of joint. So a friend of mine drove me to the college infirmary. And we went and saw, or I went in and saw the doctor, and the doctor used what he called vocal anesthetic. He kind of held my arm and said, does this hurt? Does this hurt? And he knew what it was right away, and it finally just twisted it, and it popped back into place, and suddenly it didn't hurt anymore. That's not exactly true. It hurts quite a bit for a couple of days because you've stretched the muscles all out. Okay, so the other thing I used to do is I used to be a photographer. A video photographer. And we shot travel videos. We traveled around the world and shot travel videos for Discovery and Learning Channel and other places. Got to go everywhere. Got to go to Asia and all over Europe and Lapland and just all kinds of places. But my first trip, my very first trip when I was ever out of the country, and the trip is still one of my favorites, is we went to Greece. And lest this sound too romantic, when you shoot travel videos, you travel like an insane tourist. You know, you're in one town in the morning and then another town in the evening. You've got lists of things you have to get pictures of. It's really a grueling sort of thing to do. But anyway, we had made our way around most of Greece, and we ended up in a place called Thessaloniki. Thessaloniki is up in the northern part of Greece. It's way up above all the Aegean islands and all that stuff. And it's mainly known for its Byzantine past. At that point, Christianity had come in, and there were lots of old churches and things like that. At the time, though, there was still the Iron Curtain. And Greece, up in that part of Greece, is very close to where the Iron Curtain fell. I think Bulgaria was just above Greece, just above Thessaloniki. So we went to the hotel, and we set up all this stuff ahead of time. And so we go to the hotel, and the hotel says, oh, thank you, welcome, here's your rooms. We go to our rooms, and the rooms are behind the Iron Curtain. The rooms were ugly. The furniture was from the 50s. It was broken. Things were propped against the wall. It was terrible, terrible room. But luckily, we had a producer, a field producer, who was very aggressive. And he went back to the desk and said, we won't stand for this. We're here doing you guys a favor. And all. And so anyway, they said, all right, sorry. We'll move you to some other rooms. So we found ourselves on the 15th floor in these beautiful modern rooms. There was a fruit basket and a bottle of champagne. It was just great. So now we have the whole city stretched out in front of us. We were feeling pretty good. So we find out that on the 15th floor, there's also a swimming pool there. So let's go swimming. So we put on our bathing suits. We head out to the pool. And there are only six of us, counting the three of us. There are also three women in sitting on lounge chairs. Or not lounge chairs, kind of those, the, whatever you, those the ones you stretch out in. All right. And they're topless, wearing black bathing suits. They are gorgeous. So I decide I am going to go up and do the most spectacular dive you have ever seen. I get to the side of the pool, dove in the shallow end, hit the bottom, took my shoulder out of joint. And so for the next 2 or 3 minutes, I had the other two guys who were with me yanking on my arm. One of them had his foot up against my side, pulling on it in order to pop my arm back at joint. So when we finally did this, all chance of looking cool is gone, right? You know, this is, I can no longer impress these three penthouse models on the side of the pool. So when I finally got up the courage just to look up at them, they were laughing. They seemed to be having such a great time. They appreciated our little clown act. Who knew?
And that was Peter May's story, What Could Go Wrong? Indeed. We do, along with our What Could Go Wrong story slam that's going to happen on Tuesday, we have another event this week, and it is going to be on October 19th, it is an on-the-road storytelling event where we're partnering up with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So journalist Chelsea Lewis and Exfabula curated storytellers are going to tell you live stories of their favorite road trips and adventures at the Milwaukee Historical Society. Again, tickets for that event is also at exfabula.org.
So lots of stuff coming up. And we have one more story yet, though.
Yes, we do. We're going to end today's show with a foolproof story slam story, which is from Shruti Gopinathan. So let's listen to Shruti's foolproof story that is also a what could go wrong.
So I got married last September to my college sweetheart of 7 years, and we've been in a long distance relationship forever. And so we wanted to make the most out of our honeymoon trip. I spent hours and hours and hours planning this amazing honeymoon trip in Europe. But Europe and honeymoon, and it sounds very alluring and enchanting, right? And since I'm a history buff, you know, I decided let's just go to Italy. And he's a food buff, so Italy was perfect for both of us. So I spent hours planning our hotels in Rome, our sightseeing in Rome, and everything in Rome, because Rome is the eternal city. We land in Rome, this beautiful Termini station that I dreamed about. I thought Rome was going to be this most romantic place, you know, just straight out of the Roman holiday, Audrey Hepburn movie. I even got a haircut before going for my honeymoon, so go figure. But anyways, I get out of the, you know, we get out at the Termini station and we see all sorts of interesting people around. It's a very busy metropolis with people who are just trying to sell you cheap stuff at very exorbitant prices. But anyways, I didn't let that bother me because I had booked the perfect hotel for us. It was this bed and breakfast that I booked online on one of the travel websites. I had read great reviews. This was going to be the foolproof travel plan for me. I read great reviews about this bed and breakfast called Marilyn and Giovi. I thought, oh my God, you know, sitting in my bedroom in Milwaukee, you know, on my laptop booking this hotel, I was just imagining this old couple, really sweet, you know, just going to be there welcoming me with like scones and all the Italian treats. So I had really high expectations going in there, right? So anyways, we get up at the Termini station, and this bed and breakfast was supposed to be like maybe like 5 minutes walk from the Termini station. So we walk and we walk and we walk and we don't find this bed and breakfast. And we keep walking for another hour. And finally we found this little hotel right next to some really shady looking stores where people were selling secondhand Prada purses and Gucci purses. Well, my husband, you know, he's a very calm person. He didn't try to criticize or anything, but I could see that he was feeling very uncomfortable, and being in a foreign country, he didn't want to, you know, take any confrontations. But anyways, we walked in, and this woman, an Italian woman, she was like, you know, prego, prego, arrivederci, and all that good stuff, you know, the typical Italian way. And she seemed so warm. I was like, oh my God, this trip is going to be awesome. You know, this is just exactly what I imagined. You know, maybe it was just a little bit of, you know, bumps along the way, but everything from now is going to be great. And so we walked in, you know, we got our rooms, and it was the most frigid hotel room I've ever been in. The heat wasn't working, and just so you know, we went for our honeymoon in December, and it wasn't the perfect, you know, sunny weather out there. So anyways, it was really frigid, and my husband, you know, mentioned to her that, you know, can you just make sure the radiator works? So she's like, yeah, don't worry about it, you know, just be comfortable and all that good stuff. And she goes in and she does something at the radiator. She spends like maybe 5 seconds at the radiator, and nothing really changes, you know, that whole night. It was really cold, and the blankets had holes in it, and it was, my husband was really furious that night. Well, he ended up calling the travel company and, you know, making sure that we, you know, moved to a different hotel, and the travel company said since this was one of the establishments where you had to pay by cash, they couldn't really do much, so we just have to talk to the owner. So I was like, okay, fine, you know, I can just go and talk to this lady. She seemed like a very reasonable person. You know, she welcomed us with a bright smile, and she said prego and arrivederci, really cool Italian words I've never heard before. So I end up, you know, going to her the next morning, and I was like, you know, Marilyn, can you please do something? And she gets really defensive, and her mafioso kind of personality just comes out, and she gets really defensive, and she goes like, you know, you people are from India, so maybe that's why you find this place not so suitable for you, because all the other clients that I have are really great. So I was like, first of all, I'm from Wisconsin. I know cold when I feel it. So don't ever challenge me on that. So anyways, you know, after much arguments, finally she was like, okay, fine, you know, I'll give you maybe half of the price that, you know, we had agreed up, your travel agent had agreed upon. And my husband, he got out and, you know, he looked for a different hotel and everything. End of the day, the moral of the story that I learned was, you know, you can make all these foolproof plans about honeymoons and vacations. End of the day, you know, when you have a spouse who is willing to solve a problem, I think that's what matters. So that was the highlight of my honeymoon. Thank you.
And that was Shruti Gopinathan's story, of which was originally told at our Foolproof Story Slam.
That also fits in well with the on-the-road theme, I have to say, as far as travel goes.
Yeah, jeez. Nothing could go wrong with international travel.
Oh, I know.
You know, whatever. Yeah, so on the road, we have that storytelling event, which is going to be on Thursday the 19th. And of course, our Season 9 kickoff Story Slam is going to be on Tuesday, October 17th at the Hot Water Warehouse, where the What Could Go Wrong theme is going to be happening. So we're requesting everybody in Milwaukee, please show up, get your tickets in advance. These shows do sell out. And one more thing I'm going to request is that you do go to exfabula.org to go through our membership program. We have a lot of different levels and a lot of different special bennies for our Exfabula memberships, including workshops that are going to be coming up and our Equal Access Project, which is focusing on community members with disabilities. Please become a part of Exfabula so we can continue to do programming such as this.
Wow, so much to kick off a new season. Woo-hoo. We are very excited. And thanks again for coming into the studio with us.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too.